Another Country by Jim Harrison from Dead Man's Float, published in 2016. I'm going to read it for you twice, and you're just going to have to deal with this combo of asthma, allergies, and morning voice. I love these raw, moist dawns with a thousand birds you can hear but can't quite see in the mist. My old alien body is a foreigner struggling to get into another country. The loon call makes me shiver. Back at the cabin, I see a book and am not quite sure what that is. I love these raw, moist dawns with a thousand birds you can hear but can't quite see in the mist. My old alien body is a foreigner struggling to get into another country. The loon call makes me shiver. Back at the cabin, I see a book and am not quite sure what that is. I'm back on my Jim Harrison bullshit because I feel like he writes for this kind of weather in particular. There's something about the summer that makes me think of Jim Harrison. And I'm going to read you another one tomorrow. It's an excerpt from a poem, but that's for tomorrow. Needless to say, I'll still be on my Jim Harrison bullshit tomorrow. Also, if there's any pauses in this recording, it's because I need to cough or clear my throat. Anyway, back on Jim Harrison bullshit, which really isn't bullshit at all. I don't see dawn, but I do see the raw, moist mornings that are this time of year and the humidity. And I can clearly make out the birds, unlike Jim Harrison. This morning, there was a robin, a starling, and a blue jay in the backyard. And a blue jay is a rare sighting here and a welcome sighting. Although my body is not old, it does feel like a foreigner in this weather, struggling to get by. And maybe not so much as it has been in the past, but I know that if I push myself too hard, there'll be a pretty terrible rebound. My body isn't ready for another country yet. I'm not ready to go to another country quite yet. At least not in the way I think Jim Harrison means another country. Yeah. Humid, hot mornings in the humid, hot summer. And I kind of love the grayness of the sky today. I don't know. I'm feeling a little bit reflective. I think because it's solstice tomorrow and then a big full moon on Friday, I'm in my head thinking about astronomy. Surprising probably no one, and just how astronomical time works and how rare it truly is to have both the solstice and a full moon occur within, you know, a little over 24 hours of each other. That's not a thing that happens often. So if you can get outside over the next several days to stare up at the big full moon on the big long full days of the year, that's the medicine that I recommend today. Yeah. Loon calls do send shivers, but the big shivers for me are crows and ravens. But you knew that already. That's where the magic lies for me, in those corvids. Yeah, that's it for today. Thank you for letting me into your ear holes. Get your water, please, for the love of God, get your water. Put on your SPF, even though it's cloudy and gray. Be kind to yourself, especially if the weather's dragging you down. And be kind to each other, because that's what it means to be human. Thank you again for listening. And I love you so... Oh, right, I love you so much. And for those of you who have been asking for an RSS/podcast feed... that is coming. I'm just dragging my feet on actually putting my name to this and putting it out for the wider world. So if you have words of encouragement, I could really use it, because I'm scared of putting this out there, even though it will make my friends' lives easier. So friends whose lives a podcast feed will be made easier with, I'm really working on it. I'm just a little shy. All right. I love you so much. I'm going to be back on Jim Harrison bullshit tomorrow. And until then, take good care of yourselves. Bye.